Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
guys. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. How you guys doing today? And welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the excellent number to the show. Lock that in and hang on to it for yourself so you'll be able to call in to the show at any time. I mean, you'll just be able to grab it and pull it up right there, and bang, you're up on the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, it's overcast in Atlanta, but it's still hot, still warm. It's not hot, but it's warm, 83 degrees today, and nice outside. I mean, right now is the perfect time if you want to be out cutting your grass, you know, grilling dinner, or, you know, planting flowers, whatever you're doing, do it. You know, get outside and do it. It's really, really nice out. Now, I don't know what it's like for my listeners in New York and Florida and different places like that, California. I don't know, but, you know, hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's as good as this. You know what I'm saying? People come to Atlanta. People come to Atlanta, come to Georgia for weather. You know, they place for weather. Okay. We have an occasional tornado, right? I mean, here, I'm talking about here in Atlanta, right? The reason people come to Atlanta, okay, and then it's nice and warm, and we got plenty of celebrities here, right? And the only thing that we're missing in Atlanta is a beach. Imagine if Atlanta sat where Panama City beach, you know, imagine if Atlanta sat in the same place as Panama City Beach. Switch Atlanta and Panama City Beach out. Okay, I mean, y'all know what Panama City is, what it's like. Okay, now put Atlanta on the beach down there in the place of Panama City. And that's what Atlanta would be like if we had a beach right here hooked onto the city. Right? It'd be just unimaginable, right? And that's why people come to Atlanta, for the weather, and, you know, a big part of it is the weather. I mean, you know, when you think about it, you know, what state do you think has the highest male mortality rate as far as men living a long time? It's Florida, because, you know, everybody migrates. Well, not everybody, but I mean, most people in the north migrate to the south and retire, right? They migrate down Georgia, you know, even Georgia and the coast of Georgia and Florida. They go down there and they retire there. So, and with the weather and all this stuff is, and then with the weather and then the, what do you call it? the the state taxes. I mean, the state taxes is what you know gets them going, because they don't have to pay state taxes in Florida. So they go there for the tax break, they go there for the weather, and they go there to retire. I mean, that's just it. And, you know, they end up living a long time. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, this is our episode today, guys, is entitled, "Are Women Being Circumcised Today?" Okay? Excuse me. And when you think about this subject, or when I saw it, you know, when I was brought this subject, I said, women being circumcised. I mean, you know, you hear about men being circumcised all the time. I mean, men are circumcised as babies, right? And I've never heard of women being circumcised. Okay? Now, I mean, you may have heard of this, but I've never heard of women being circumcised. But I was approached by someone and asked me to talk about this. And I didn't know anything about it, but I did do a little research on it, have some articles that, I want to read some pieces of. But I'm going to put this out there in my own words. Okay, I read the article. I read several articles today. But I'm going to tell you my version of what's going on. That's what makes my show so good, because, you know, I'll tell you my side of it. I'll tell you my skinny, my opinion, how I feel about the subject. And I love for people to call and tell me their sides of the story. So here we go. Are women being circumcised today? Now, this is a tough subject, and I'm curious about knowing, and because I knew nothing of this in existence. I mean, I'm 50 years old. I never heard of this, you know, in all my life. But it's not practiced here in the United States. So, you know, that's a big part of it. So that's a big part of not knowing. But it's mostly practiced in some of these foreign countries, Africa and some of the other parts like Somalia. Somalia has the highest rate. They're like 98% as far as them performing circumcision on women. Okay? And it's a form of torture. And here's what they do. They take these kids, I call them toddlers, right? Because they're 2 to 3 years old. All right? 2 to 3 year old toddlers, females. They're taking these toddlers, and they're with a razor blade and some milk, okay? Yeah, milk. A razor blade and some milk. And they're cutting the clitoris of these little females out. They're cutting the clitoris out of the vagina. They're cutting the clitoris out of the vagina. And then they're sewing the walls of the vagina together. And they're leaving a little hole in there for them to urinate and for them to have their monthly cycles, right? I mean, think about this and think about how painful this could be. Think about how painful this could be, and it's painful to a three-year-old female. Okay? It isn't where the baby was just born and they did this. We're talking about 2-3 years old. It's happening today. Okay? 98% of the females in Somalia are having this precision done to them. 98%. That's all of them, right? To me, that 98%, that's everybody. And this, to me, is a form of torture. They're torturing these little girls. I mean, that's all I could think of is my little girl having to go through that. And there's a movie called The Desert Flower. I don't know if you guys heard of it or you've seen it. You probably have. I haven't. But there's a girl that plays in this Desert Flower that's a model. And she's from Somalia. And it happened to her. Okay? And then they say that it's done to prevent these women or these girls from having sex till they're married. So then once they're married, this is me talking now. I'm telling you guys, this is me talking. I'm talking from the articles that I've read on this, and I'm putting it in real terms for you guys, right? So, and then the husband can, once they're married, he can go there and cut the vagina open so that he can have sex with her. And that's when she can have sex. Y'all with me? So you from 2 to 3 years old up until you get married. These females, up until you get married, can't have sex, and, you know, you can have sex once you're married. I mean, I'm thinking, let me figure out how to say this. Okay, I'm sure that somebody, okay, out of all these girls, okay, out of all these guys in Somalia, somebody's tried to get in there without cutting it open. Y'all with me? Somebody, I guarantee you, some guy then got together with a girl. And they all hot and bothered. And he's like, hey, I know we ain't married, but we need to hook up tonight. And then he find out that she, she's sewn up. Okay, she's sewn up. Now, he know that it's a hole, down there, because they left a hole for her to urinate and have her cycle. I'm just saying. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. What we're talking about today is, I wanted to ask the question, if women are being circumcised today. I mean, like I said, you know, and I see a couple of people just joining the show, but as I said, there's you understand or you know about boys being circumcised. I mean, we're circumcised as soon as we come out, right? As soon as we come out of the womb, we're being circumcised. So, hey, we might, you know, we might have felt that. You know, we probably cried. But guess what? I don't remember that. I'm sure that most of the guys here, American, they don't remember that. But I know that's what happened. Right? And I'm glad it happened then and not now. Right? I can't imagine somebody going through that procedure because it didn't happen when they were born. And as a matter of fact, when I was growing up, you know, all summer long, we go, you know, when school was out, we could walk through the woods and we could go up to the park and we could swim. We could go in the gym right next door. We could play basketball for hours. Or we could just hang out. Or it may have even been a baseball, softball game going on down on the softball field that we could join in on. That's how we grew up. Right? So, I don't know where I was going with that. But I'm going to say this again. You know, I had a coach that time that was in the recreation center there, and he had it done to him, and he had to be in his mid to late 20s, okay? Vic, you know this. He had to be his Robert was he had to be in his mid to late 20s, right? And he didn't get circumcised as a kid. But he got circumcised in his mid to late 20s. Now, this dude walking around, you know, after he had it done, he back in the gym trying to coach. He walking around wide-legged like Fred Sam. Because he just had his circumcision done. And you know it was painful because he could hardly sit down. He sit down like Fred Sam. So I couldn't imagine having that done now, right? At this stage in life, right? Now imagine being a little kid, 2 to 3 years old, female, and have to have that done. And guess what? They aren't asleep. They're fully awake when this is done. So imagine. You can't imagine that pain. Okay? They're taking a razor blade and some milk. It's true, guys. You can go to the web and look it up. Put in female circumcision. Put that in. Google that. And all this stuff going to come up. All these articles, photos, videos, all kinds of stuff from about 36 countries. You know, Somalia has the highest rate, though, 98% of women or females being circumcised. It's unimaginable having their clitoris. And, you know, guys, if you know anything about the female parts, you know what the clitoris is. Okay? And it's being cut out with a razor blade when they're 2 or 3 years old. And they're not put to sleep. Ain't no anesthesia, and, you know, you laid up in the hospital and they do their thing and you wake up and you know, I don't have it no more, but, you know, this whatever medication they gave me, this ain't too bad. Right? And they deal with a little pain for a little while and, you know, going about their lives. No, this is done when they're fully awake. There's a movie called The Desert Flower. And the young lady that played in the movie, she's from Somalia. This circumcision, female circumcision, was done to her. Okay, The Desert Flower is the movie. I've heard of the Desert Flower, but I've never seen the movie. And maybe we need to get that, look at it if you want, and you know, you'll find out what happened. All this is true stuff. So not only I learned a lot today, I hope you learned a lot today about this female circumcision. So now you got some information. You can go in and get more information if you want online and be able to talk about it, you know, to someone if it ever came up in conversation. Right? You're only going to hear it right here on my show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. Tomorrow's Friday, and I'm going to be right back here tomorrow. It's Free Fall Friday. You guys can talk about whatever you want. Call me. Let's go. Good night.
If you want me I'll be around to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my dreams, I'm gone, forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. Got to get in straight, how could I ever be late, when you're my woman taking up my time. Oh, oh, oh.